Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to talk more about the cap rate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about investment analysis, understanding a good thing when you see it and a not a good thing when you see it as well. Bob, you do a lot of that, assessing the opportunity for folks. And there's a few different ways in the marketplace we've shared already in regards to how to do that. What other tools are there?
I take a look at a property that's available to be acquired. And first of all, I'm going to take a look at the what's known as a capitalization rate, which is the property. If I owned the thing free and clear of debt for a period of a year, the amount of income that I would have at the end of the year is called net operating income. That's the amount of income that came in minus the property taxes, property insurance, maintenance and repair, managerial expense, etc., etc. Those valid expenses are going to occur year in and year out in the ownership of that property. So this net operating income is divided by the either asking price or the price, and it shows the productivity of that property. As an example, if the property produced $60,000 in net operating income per year and someone was asking $1 million for the property, that would be a 6% cap rate. Now, is that good or is that bad? Well, if I had an opportunity to buy a very similar property, similar location, condition, quality, and so forth, and I could buy that with a 7% cap rate, then I would kick the 6% cap rate to the curb, all things considered equal, because I'd be more productive.
To simplify it, are you saying that that's your rate of return? Is that an interest rate of return, a reference point?
If you own it free and clear, that would be your rate of return. But as we add mortgage debt to it, we know that we also have to, out of the net operating income, service the debt. The leftovers is called cash flow, and then I measure the cash flow relative to the money that I have in the property or the equity, and that's my cash on cash return. I can measure that before tax or after income tax.
So I could use that cash here or somewhere else. Is here the best opportunity available
to
me today?
Absolutely. But you can also take a mediocre property and put good long-term financing on it and produce an excellent investment opportunity.
That could be Plan B. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.